Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Lexi.
And you're listening to Race Relations powered by Lowe's. In this edition of Race Relations, we are going to discuss one man's journey to the Deep South in the 1950s. Racism was running rampant, and journalist John Howard Griffin decided to get a firsthand account. Using medication to darken his skin, he gave up his privileged life as a Southern white man for the disenfranchised life of a black man. He recorded his discoveries in his novel, Black Like Me.
This book was written by John Howard Griffin, a journalist living in Texas in 1959. He wanted to truly experience the life of a black man, and to him that meant becoming one. From October of 1959 to August 1960, he realized the horrors of being an African American. He had an idea of the difficulties, but he was confronted with much worse than he could have imagined. 1960 was prior to the Civil Rights Movement, and African Americans in the South dealt with Jim Crow laws and ignorance. In Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, he finds that jobs and restrooms are hard to come by, but racist bullies in the N-word are waiting at every corner. Until he reached Montgomery, Griffin had found that most black communities had been worn down by decades of racism. In Montgomery, though, he discovers an inspired community led by Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. He appreciates the nonviolent protests of their efforts, but after months of being a black man, he is exhausted and disheartened. He stops taking the pills and is white during the day and black at night. By doing this, he can make direct and immediate comparisons. When he is white people respect him while blacks treat him with a rightful suspicion. When he is black, whites treat him as inhuman while blacks welcome him. When he decides to return home and publish his research, he is met with extreme racism, as he lives in the South. He and his family received innumerable threats, provoking a move to Mexico. At the end of the book, he ultimately summarizes his findings in a message to a young black boy. He tells him that race is nothing but a social construct, and that racism is mostly brought on by ignorance and an unwillingness to discuss their issues.
The book is organized chronologically, starting in Texas in November of 1959. Griffin traveled from his home state in Texas to Louisiana to Mississippi, then Alabama. Every few days, he recounts the notable events of the past days. A chronological approach was best for this book because it allows readers to see the progression of Griffin's opinions on whites and blacks. With this structure, readers can see the differences in racism among different states. He started his experience as a black man in Louisiana. There, he expected to see prejudice, oppression, and hardship, but he did not realize the extent to which he would see this. As a black man, he received more judgment from white men, while he experienced acceptance from his fellow African Americans. He then moved from Louisiana to one of the most racist states at this time, Mississippi. This is where he was denied access to his necessities. His white bus driver would not allow him to use the restroom along with many other black men and women. After the struggles in Mississippi, he decided to continue his travels to Alabama, and he saw a whole new perspective on life. At the beginning of this book, I liked the concept of this experiment, but I didn't fully understand the process involved in doing this. All the money, troubles, fright, etc. that Griffin had to experience just to show how race really affects how a person lives their life. Toward the end of the book, I started to feel with Griffin, because he was doing this experiment to open the eyes of white people to change how they treat just based on the color of their skin. The white people did not respect him after this and wanted him gone, but he meant no harm, he just wanted to help. This book opened my eyes because as a white girl, I don't understand the struggles, but through this book, I got to peek into the life of an African American during this time.
When I first came across this book, the premise threw me off. I did not know that a skin color changing anything existed. It was very odd to think a white man would be going undercover as a black man. It seemed kind of wrong at first glance, but as I read it, my opinion changed. His time in the Deep South with dark skin revealed a lot about both African Americans and whites, even as he crossed state lines. As a white person in the 20th century, I do know that there is a lot of racial injustice, but Griffin was surprised at the amount of racism he encountered. This is still true today because even though social media and news heavily publicize major events, there is still no way for me to know the everyday struggles of an African American. My eyes were definitely opened by this book, especially as he crossed state lines. The treatment of blacks was different for each state because each state had a common standard for the treatment of blacks. He also noted that religion seemed to play a factor in how racist a person was. I think this book changed my mindset about black communities and their resilience as much as it did Griffin's. Despite this book being written in 1961, I think many of the experiences Griffin had could still happen today, showing how the push against racism is still necessary and that movements like Black Lives Matter are relevant and urgent. John Howard Griffin was a white author and journalist, born in the South in 1920. He was arguably born into the epitome of racist attitudes and actions, yet he noticed how wrong racism was and decided to highlight the cruelty of Jim Crow South. Born in the middle class, Griffin's family had black servants. Griffin was taught to treat them kindly. One day, he made the mistake of calling one a racial slur, and his grandfather slapped him. He told him he better not hear that word ever again because they are people. His family's attitude toward black people encouraged him to explore the ingrained racism of the South. Black Like Me holds a universal truth about racism. Griffin's experiences switching between races in one day supports the idea that race is a social construct used to mistreat those who do not fit into a Eurocentric view of the world. Similar ideas can be found in Brent Staples' Just Walk On By, Black Men in Public Spaces. Staples discusses his experiences in New York City. He explains how his life is dictated by stereotypes surrounding black men. He became accustomed to the sound of doors locking as he walked by and typical contempt from police. As he recounts a story about a woman running away from him late at night, he concedes that the woman has a right to be afraid because the media constantly perpetuates and over-exaggerates the stereotype of young black men being attackers. When Griffin was black, he encountered similar situations in which a stereotype was used against him. Griffin was prevented from using certain restrooms, entering some public spaces, and even cashing checks. Despite the law being relaxed by Staples' time, the same general mindset kept him from living his life the way he wanted to. Although both of these stories took place over 30 years ago, it isn't very difficult to find a comparable story from today. For example, many people are using the coronavirus to exhaust their racist tendencies. There has been a notable rise in hate crimes against Asian people since the outbreak of the coronavirus. In the UK, Jonathan Mock was attacked by two teenage boys. As he was being punched, one of his attackers said, "I don't want your coronavirus in my country." Mock is from Singapore, so he had been attacked simply because his attacker had labeled him as Chinese. This is a constant stereotype that nearly every Asian encounters. I am white and have been present for numerous assumptions of nationality, heritage, and race. Mock could have been born in the UK and he still would have been attacked because he is of Asian descent. Stereotypes and racism have been the root of many problems for hundreds of years. There are no qualities associated to a certain race, proving that society created it to oppress those they choose. Here's a word from our sponsor, Lowe's. Stick around to hear our quiz and recommendation afterwards.
The moment you realize you have enough food for your guests, but not enough fridge.
At Lowe's, we have more appliances to choose from, so you can get the right one at the right price right now.
Save an extra 5% every day or get up to 18 months special financing with your Lowe's Advantage card.
Now it's time for a quiz. What state is the most racist? Based on Google search data, the most racist regions are the rural Northeast and South. Kentucky, West Virginia, and Mississippi are among the front runners for the most racist Google searches. What state is the least racist? According to the same study, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Alaska are among the least racist states. Black Like Me was a book that shocked the world. Griffin's bravery and determination for racial injustice impacted many people around him. I definitely recommend this book to anyone who wants to understand civil rights and racial injustice in the 1950s from a new perspective. This book is a 10 out of 10 because it opened my eyes to a new world and showed me sides to the story of racial injustice, because Griffin experienced both sides during his experiment.